Welcome to Nutty's Show, your podcast on cooking, technology, and finance. And today, we're diving headfirst into a chilling piece from The Atlantic about, well, how terrified government IT experts are.
Terrified? That's a strong word. What's got them shaking in their server rooms?
Elon Musk and his Department of Government Efficiency, or DOGE. They're poking around in everything, from the Treasury to the FAA. These aren't systems you just mess with.
So it's not just a little peek under the hood. It's a full-on engine overhaul by people who arguably might not know a carburetor from a catalytic converter.
Exactly. The article quotes several IT professionals who are basically losing sleep over this. They're talking about systems with millions of lines of code controlling everything from air traffic control to, you know, making sure your grandma gets her social security check.
This sounds like a disaster waiting to happen. What exactly is Musk's goal here? Efficiency? Or is there something more sinister?
The article mentions data breaches, altering systems, even giving access to unvetted actors. The scariest part? Nobody seems to know exactly what DOGE wants with all this access.
But isn't this all authorized? Doesn't the president have to sign off on something like this?
Well, Trump says Musk is acting with his permission, but even if that's true, the experts are still freaking out. They're comparing it to walking into a nuclear reactor and handling plutonium.
Yikes, that's not a comforting analogy. So they're worried about both intentional sabotage and accidental damage?
Definitely. Think about it. A 23-year-old SpaceX intern poking around in the Department of Energy systems? That's what the CNN report mentioned. It's a recipe for disaster.
What kind of disaster? Can you paint a picture?
Grounded flights, halted global shipping, treasury payments going haywire. I mean, the possibilities are endless and terrifying.
You know, the article mentions this Silicon Valley mentality, the "we built it so we should run it" idea. I find that a bit presumptuous, don't you?
Utterly. Knowing how to code doesn't mean you know how to run a country, let alone the complex systems that keep it functioning. It's like thinking you can perform brain surgery because you played Operation as a kid. It's ludicrous.
So what's the takeaway here? Are we all doomed?
Well, the experts are hoping that the systems are just too complex for DOGE to truly break. But they're not betting on it. And neither am I, frankly.
It's a scary thought. Well, that's all the time we have for today. Thanks for tuning in.
Thanks everyone for listening to Nutty's Show. Catch you next time.
Goodbye.